Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
I noticed the City of Mandurah has endorsed a 1.8% rate rise for residents and businesses. Now, they had a chat about it last night. They decided, okay, we're going to go ahead with it. The idea is now out for comment for the next 21 days before the council votes to adopt it next month. I don't know what they're going to expect out of the comments.
I don't think... Surely you would not expect any positive comments.
Please charge us more.
Oh, I love rate rises. Double it.
I don't know.
I love it.
Now, for some perspective, they froze rates last year for residents. I think there was even a cut for businesses.
Now you pay back.
I guess. The thing is now, is it time for rents to increase again? I mean, the mayor says costs keep increasing and 1.8% works out to less than $30 per household on average.
Okay.
But fuel business groups, obviously, have something different to say. They say any increase will impact all the community regardless of the amount. And, you know, they suggest it's not the time for prices to start going up because everything else is already, you know, going up. It's hard enough for people. So,
yeah.
I don't know. You can have your say via the Mandurah Matters website.
Yeah, if you've got any suggestions on why it shouldn't go up, or maybe you do want it to go up, I don't know. Give them your comments.
Maybe you've got suggestions for other ways for the council to raise revenue.
Yep.
Perhaps that would be useful at this stage. The Mandurah Matters website, that is the place to go to if you'd like to be heard. Welcome. Wednesday in the factory.
Wednesday, halfway.
And pretty much everything that they kind of pegged is kind of what came down with the budget.
Yes.
A bit of money, well, extra money going into aged care reforms, money for veterans, increases to mental health spending and childcare, as well as help supporting victims of domestic violence. Fair bit of money going into housing. Home builder extended guarantees for single parents to build a new home with as little as 2% deposit, which is all great. But how about doing something about supply so that there's more houses that people can get? That'd also help get the prices down. I don't know. Anyway, probably the biggest help is the tax breaks. About $1,000, they reckon, for low to middle income earners and about $2,000 for dual income families. That's probably the one that most people are going to get.
Yeah. That's all we care about. We're getting money? Yep. Nice.
Yep.
Done.
About $1,000 for most people. Excellent. Two if both people are working. So big tick. And also that boost for Aussie craft brewers has gone through.
What a random thing to include in the budget.
Well, it's meant to kind of try to make it more of an even playing field between craft brewers and the big brewers. So it's possible some craft beer will become cheaper. And by that I mean you can't rule it out. It's not probably likely that craft beer will actually drop in price, but...
So random.
It kind of is. It really is. But hey, as long as we're looking after our craft brewers, you know...
Exactly right.
We can all get our beer.
Okay.
That's right. That's the important thing.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Friday evening, it's food trucking for a cause at Milgar Reserve. That's out near Caterpillar Park. And it's raising money for Horsepower, which is a group that organised riding for the disabled.
Great work.
4:30 on Friday. There'll be, like, you know, as well as a chance for you to go and enjoy a good meal and stuff, there's, you know, cans and stuff. Cans?
Cans.
Tins, I'm thinking of, that you can kind of donate into.
Right, okay.
What
are you talking about?
Donate into. What a terrible way of phrasing it. But you know what I'm saying.
Donation tins.
There we go. That's what you humans call them, isn't it? Yeah. It's right. Also, International Nurses Day. Which coincides with the birthday of Florence Nightingale, the lady with the lamp. She pretty much started the idea of formal nurse training and sort of started modern nursing. So
they do a great job too. They put up with a lot.
They do.
To help us.
Show your appreciation today. It's also Limerick Day, celebrating the birth of one of the founders of the world of limericks, Edward Lear. Would you like to hear another one I put together?
Another one? Okay, yeah.
There was a young lady named Nikki who enjoys her cuppa with a bicky. But if she dips them too long, like for the length of a song, they go soggy and eating them's tricky.
All right, that's good.
All right, so a Turkish man attempting to quit his two-pack-a-day cigarette habit, which is quite a lot. That'd cost you a fortune.
It's got to be expensive. You must be on the big bucks.
I don't know how much they cost in Turkey, but certainly here, that would be like, you know, you'd need a mortgage. Anyway, he's found inspiration in bike helmets, right, and created a wire cage that stops him putting things in his mouth. Design is similar to a bird cage and allows him to eat crackers and sip water, but requires his family to unlock it at night so he can have a proper meal. Don't know how effective it is. I'm not sure about the inspiration coming from bike helmets, though. I reckon he's looked at the family dog after it came back from the vet Boom, light bulb moment. I know what I need, a cone of shame. That's what it is.
The Ned Kelly helmet.
Exactly right. In other words, his infected ear is healing up nicely. He's hardly ever licking himself in public either. So, you know, lots of positives out of it.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Here she is, your pipeline to glamour, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. I've never been referred to as a pipeline before.
Stick that on your business card.
The Brit Awards were held overnight in the UK with Harry Styles and Dua Lipa, the big winners of the night. Uh-huh. Harry won the British Single of the Year for Watermelon Sugar, and Dua won Album of the Year for Future Nostalgia. She performed a medley of hits from the album.
Who needs to go to sleep when I got you next to me?
On a train, it seems, or at least it looked like it.
I think they filmed a bit of it, then set it, like, train up on the subway up on the stage. It was pretty cool. Little Mix won Group of the Year. Taylor Swift won the Global Icon Award. And Billie Eilish took out the Best International Artist. Coldplay also performed their brand new single, Higher Power, complete with paint guns and holographic dancers aboard a floating stage on the River Thames, because that's what you do when you're Coldplay.
Of course. They just keep on keeping on, don't they?
They do. Matt Damon has a new movie on the way. This one's called Stillwater. The flick is said to follow a dad who travels to France to visit his estranged daughter, who is in prison for a murder she claims she didn't commit. Here's the trailer.
Allison came here for college, and that's where she met this girl, Lena. One night she found Lena dead and called the police. All they cared about was Allison sleeping with some Arab girl.
Loved her.
I know you did.
But everybody thinks that I killed her.
Did you ask her to lie?
I'm trying to get my little girl out of jail. That's all I give a damn about.
You sound very American right now.
Good. I am.
Yeah, and you're also a stranger here.
What did you do?
You just have to trust me.
Spooky.
Stillwater is out in cinemas from July 30th, and you've probably heard the news that Ben Affleck is back on. J-Lo and Ben Affleck have been spotted together all over the place over the last few weeks, most recently in Montana. They spent the weekend together at a resort in the Yellowstone National Park. People saw them very much acting like a couple. And back in LA, they both ended up at J-Lo's house in Bel Air. Of course, J-Lo and Ben Affleck were engaged back in 2003, called it quits in 2004, and now it's back on.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.